The United Nations, the US and the European Union have called for a full investigation into the death of an Al Jazeera journalist who witnesses say was killed by Israeli troops last week. Shireen Abu Akla was reportedly shot in the head during an Israeli military raid in the West Bank town of Jenin, although the circumstances of the shooting remain in dispute. And over the weekend, there were shocking scenes at the journalist's funeral procession, with Israeli riot police beating Palestinian pallbearers, causing them to briefly drop the casket. If you saw the imagery, it was devastating. Francesca Albanese is the UN Special Rapporteur of the Palestinian territories occupied since 1967. She joins me now from Tunisia. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Patricia.
What is the UN calling for in regard to the killing of this journalist?
The United Nations reaction has been unprecedentedly unanimous on this one. The Security Council, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, High Commissioner Bachelet herself, and a number of special rapporteurs on freedom of expression, on extrajudicial killings and on violence against women, and myself, have condemned the killing and called for an immediate, thorough, transparent and impartial investigation into this death. We have particularly recalled as special rapporteurs that authorities have an obligation not to harm journalists and to protect them from harm, indicating that what has happened might constitute a war crime. Lack of accountability, we have also said, give a carte blanche to continue the litany of extrajudicial executions in occupied Palestine. Of course, probably there is a need to explain what a thorough, transparent and impartial investigation means. And this calls into action, this prompts and calls into action the role of the ICC. Because there, it's important that the Office of the Prosecutor gives a sign that the investigation on the situation of Palestine is ongoing, and he is taking the current developments into serious account as a former prosecutor.
We're having some trouble with this line, as you no doubt can hear, but we were, of course, talking about the United Nations, the US and the European Union calling for a full investigation into the death of an Al Jazeera journalist who witnesses say was killed by Israeli troops last week. Now, this journalist, you may have seen this footage, particularly of the journalist's funeral procession, Israeli riot police beating Palestinian pallbearers, causing them to briefly drop the casket, which was, I think, one of those moments which people probably may have seen, which was quite alarming. I believe we have our guest back now, Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Palestinian territories occupied since 1967. Thank you for coming back. Sorry, it was just a bit of a difficult line. It's still unclear exactly what happened. The Palestinians say the army fire killed her, while the Israeli military says she was killed during an exchange with Palestinian militants. Have you received confirmation from Israeli and Palestinian authorities that they will cooperate with any investigation?
I've not received any confirmation, and I believe no one in the human rights UN human rights system has done so. Independently from what Israel and the Palestinian authorities are saying, there are videos that are circulating. The footage that is circulating, which are circulating, is quite telling about what happened that day. And this is why many, including myself, have called out the potential war crime that is involved, whomever has fired the bullet which killed Shireen. And let me tell you why. Because under international law, and particularly humanitarian law, journalists, like any civilians, have to be protected. But particularly because journalists are fundamental, they have such a critical role in telling the truth in context of crisis, they need to be protected as professionals in line of duties. So safeguards have to be taken, have to be put in place for them not to incur harm. And frankly, I've lived in Palestine, I've worked on Palestine for more than a decade now, and I've never seen these safeguards in place. And in fact, as you might have read or heard in recent days, there are over 40 journalists and media personnel who have been killed by Israeli forces in the context of the current occupation of Palestine.
Al Jazeera has released a statement saying that the Israeli police's attack on the funeral procession violates all international norms and rights. Do you agree?
Surely it was shocking to see. It's not the first instance of brutality against the Palestinians. It's an assault on the right to peaceful assembly, and the probably what touched the most was the fact that it was a mourning of a most revered icon of Palestinian journalism, and what also struck was the fact that Israeli forces not only brutally assaulted the pallbearers, but also went after the symbol of Palestinian nationality. These scenes were reminiscent of South Africa, of apartheid South Africa, because in any settler colonial system, in an apartheid regime, the very symbols and traces and expressions of national existence of the subjugated group represents a threat to the regime. And this is what Israel has shown globally.
Francesca, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Francesca Albanese is the UN Special Rapporteur on the Palestinian territories occupied since 1967.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.